Ви з SBS українською. Знайдіть більше чудових історій на sbs.com.au/ukrainian.
Hello from the BBC. I'm Eleanor Smallwood with an update on the war in Ukraine. Ukraine is officially a step closer to joining the European Union. The European Commission, the EU's governing body, has recommended Ukraine be given official candidate status in its application. The Commission President is Ursula von der Leyen.
The Commission recommends to the Council, first, that Ukraine is given European perspective, and second, that Ukraine is given candidate status. This is, of course, on the understanding that the country will carry out a number of further important reforms. In the view of the Commission, Ukraine has clearly demonstrated the country's aspiration and the country's determination to live up to European values and standards.
The next step is for EU member states to vote on Ukraine's membership application at a summit next week. The decision must be unanimous, and some have expressed reservations. The complete process of becoming a full member takes years. President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed this latest development and says his country has never been closer to the EU.
Сьогодні справді історичний день. Україна відчула підтримку одразу чотирьох потужних європейських.
Today is a truly historic day. Ukraine has felt the support of four powerful European states at once, and in particular, support for our movement to the European Union. Italy, Romania, France and Germany are with us. Of course, all relevant procedures must be followed, and all EU member states must agree. But at our meeting, a big step was made, a step forward. It was important for me to hear from the leaders another fundamental point. They agreed that the end of the war and peace for Ukraine must be exactly as Ukraine sees it, as our people see it.
The BBC's Joe Inwood is in Kyiv and has been following public opinion in Ukraine on EU membership.
The latest data says that about 9 out of 10 Ukrainians want to join the European Union. That is a massive increase since the start of this invasion. But, of course, it is going to be a long and difficult process. This is the start of a journey that is going to take them many, many years. But I think it's a journey that most Ukrainians do want to embark on. And the message we got yesterday from the European leaders is that it's a journey that Europe wants them to embark on as well.
Russia has said it would watch developments closely, especially in light of increased defence cooperation with the European Union. Dmitry Peskov is President Putin's spokesman.
This would require our close attention because we all know how discussions on the EU's defence and security aspects have intensified in Europe. There are different transformations that we observe very closely.
Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin has told the St. Petersburg Economic Forum that Moscow would continue to develop as an open economy, despite Western sanctions. President Putin said Russia would keep dealing with Western companies and said that he hoped gas flows would increase via new routes. He accused the United States of treating other countries as colonies and added that Russia would continue to expand economic cooperation with those who want it. On the ground in Ukraine, the country's navy says it's hit a Russian naval tugboat that was carrying weapons and personnel to occupied Snake Island in the Black Sea. Footage on social media, which the BBC has not been able to independently verify, seems to show the vessel being struck by missiles causing large explosions. Snake Island was seized by Russian forces in the early days of the conflict. It's strategically significant, lying on the approach to the port of Odessa and close to the coast of Romania. Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has again defended his country's attack on Ukraine, insisting it was not an invasion but a special military operation. In a BBC interview, he repeated the discredited claim that there were Nazis in Ukraine and that Moscow had had to act to stop the West dragging Ukraine into the NATO military alliance. He also accused the West of using UN officials to spread misinformation about the Russian military's actions in the conflict.
International diplomats, including the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, the UN Secretary General and other UN representatives, are being put under pressure by the West. And very often they're being used to amplify fake news spread by the West.
And lastly, the organisers of the Eurovision Song Contest have said it will not be possible for Ukraine to host next year's competition due to the war. Ukraine won this year's competition, which would normally mean it would host next year's event. The European Broadcasting Union expressed regret at the decision. The EBU is now having discussions with the BBC on whether to stage the event in Britain. Those are the latest developments on day 114 of Russia's invasion. I'm Eleanor Smallwood at the BBC.
Хочете почути більше подібних історій? Слухайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify або будь-якому іншому місці.